This is the last of a three Sunday series from 37 verses from the sixth chapter of John, in which Jesus, looking forward to his crucifixion, states that those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them, referring, of course, to the bread and the wine of our shared communion with him. In our Eucharist, as in our baptism, simple elements reveal important truths about things deeply important to our life together in community. Bread, the wine, the water, and the oil say that our life is lived together as Christ dwells in us and we in him. From the very moment we are baptized, such life is ours. Renewed and reawakened each time we take bread, eat it, and say amen. Renewed and reawakened each time we look into the chalice and say, yes, I will share this cup with others as they share it with me, as Christ shares his very life with me. There is a story, I don't know whether it's true or apocryphal, of the man who came in off the streets of New York City into Trinity Church, Wall Street. Obviously homeless, just as obviously different from most everyone else present. He came in just as the clergy would offer communion to the people. He came skipping down that long and glorious center aisle, footloose and carefree, right up to the one in the front who had the bread and the wine. He said quite plainly, is that there the body of our Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, answered the priest. And is that there his blood? Yes, said the celebrant once again. Well, then I guess I will have eat some of that, exclaimed the man. And after eating and drinking the body and blood of Christ, he skipped up the aisle and out the door, filled with overflowing with what Jesus calls life. Then, in the familiar and customary fashion, everyone else said their own yes to share the cup with each other, with Christ, with the most extraordinary guest of the Eucharist's life, lived sharing the common cup. It had to be that way for Jesus' disciples the night before he died. Something they had done together every day with the man, for none of us knows exactly how long, breaking bread and sharing wine, suddenly, quite unexpectedly, became a new and extraordinary experience, the sharing the bread and wine. It was surprising when he said, this is my body, this is my blood. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Suddenly, table fellowship took on a whole new meaning. Although we will never really know what happened or just how it happened that night, we know it was surprising and new to those present, as the homeless stranger was to the congregation of Trinity Wall Street, who skipped down the center aisle, extending the community of one flesh, one body, in an entirely new way. For those of us who come to this table week in and week out, it is not easy to come to it as something new and renewing and reawakening. Over time, we tend to come thinking, we know what this is. We know what this means. We come, we go, life remains fundamentally the same as when we arrived this morning. From our first lesson, God, who is represented by wisdom, suggests that you that are simple, turn in here. To those without sense, God says, eat of my bread and drink of the wine. To leave simpleness to gain insight through eating the bread and the wine. An Old Testament thought, much like our communion with Jesus. To arise simple and senseless, and through the mystery of it, mystery of Holy Communion, somehow we gain insight into how to live. And this is a mystery. There is much that we cannot know. This is why Jesus chose simple elements, bread and wine, to be signs and sacraments of what he is all about, and what kind of lives he calls us to live. Words alone could not explain this mystery. So we are to arrive at the altar, simple and senseless, check our bags at the door, let go of what we think this is all about. Experience Eucharist as if for the very first time, every time. Be open to whatever surprises God has in store, as God is full of surprises. When we think we know what Eucharist is all about, we're in trouble. We are just not senseless enough to get it, to experience it. But the question for all of us, though, is, do we understand it? Can we explain the sacraments? How is this his bread and body, and how is this wine and blood? Should we receive it if we cannot explain it either? If we do not fully understand the mystery of the sacrament, well, of course we should. He told us to. And there's a hidden and surprising chance that when we see the host of wine being held over the altar during consecration, we may come to a new awareness of what it means to be a member of this community of Christ's body. But it is so hard to become simple and senseless every time. So we turn to new ways of looking at old ideas. A Norman Mailer was a well-known author a few decades ago, sometimes very controversial. However, I've read a passage from his book, The Gospel According to the Son, where he acts out Jesus' words and thoughts at the Last Supper. From this, I gain some insight into just how Jesus lives in us and we in him. So I'll read this and share it with you. Now, in this particular passage, Jesus is speaking, looking forward to his crucifixion. In the evening, in the dark, I came to that house with my 12, and we ate. I remained silent until I took the bread. Then I blessed it and broke it, gave a piece to each of my friends. I recall the hour when I had broken bread in the desert. 5 loaves had fed 5,000. In that hour, I had lived in the miracle of God's favor, so I said now, eat of me, for this is my body. What I said was true. In death, our flesh returns to the earth, and up from that earth will come grain. I was the Son of God, so I would be present in the grain. I took the cup and offered thanks to the Lord and poured out wine. Recalled other nights we had drunk together and had felt as if we all were one, and things hidden would be revealed. Now indeed was much revealed. The wine made me feel near my Father, and I looked upon him as if he were a great king. Indeed, for these few breaths, my fear of him was less than my love. I felt close to his long labors. So I gave him to drink. I said, this is my blood, which is shed for you and for many. Whereupon, as I tasted the sorrow of the grapes that had been crushed to make this wine, I told them, I will drink no more wine until I drink it in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God seemed near. My apostle stirred. One said, how can a prophet give his flesh to eat and his blood to drink? I said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of God and drink his blood, you will have no life. But he who will eat my bread and drink my blood will have eternal life. I will raise him up on the last day. You will dwell in me and I in him. By Norman Mailer from the Gospel According to the Son. Now to say yes to the bread and the common cup, this sacrament of his body and blood, points us to a new understanding of ourselves, of our church, and of the world in which we live. The bread which comes down from heaven to be the life of the world is ultimately not ours. Christ is not confined to the Eucharist or to the church. He will not be held prisoner in the tabernacle. As Mailer's Jesus reflects in his Last Supper, through his death he becomes one with the earth and all that is therein. When we allow ourselves to come to this table, his table, simple and senseless, we find an abundance of life that can be experienced in no other way and in no other place. Food for the simple and senseless. Food for life, for our life. Life lived together in the body of Christ. Surprising new life. Life made new. Every time we look at his body and drink his blood and say, yes, I will share this cup with others, just as it shares its very life with me. Amen.